Fook, lightning quick smartphone charging tech. This is Phoenix Nation on SENZ.
18 away from 4 o'clock here on SENZ. This is Phoenix Nation, and joining us is a man that we know pretty well this side of the ditch, even though he's the other side these days. He was involved heavily with the Football Ferns for a long time, set up and helped run the Football Ferns development program as well, and is now the number two at Melbourne Victory. Gareth Turnbull, g'day. How are you, mate?
Ricardo, well, nice to chat. Hopefully you're good as well.
Yeah, mate, all good this end, mate, all good this end. How's things in Melbourne? How's Claudia settling in, mate? She's certainly come through the ranks and looks almost like a nailed-on starter for the Football Ferns these days.
Yeah, look, we're really, really pleased with how Claudia has developed over the couple of years here. Obviously, a bit like the Phoenix ourselves, at the end of the table we're accustomed to, but you know, we're working hard to put that right this weekend, and Claudia's going to be a big part of that moving forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's played some great football with the Ferns in recent times, and of course has developed with you guys as well. As you mentioned, hasn't been the ideal start. You haven't scored a goal yet, lost your first two. Phoenix are in a similar situation. They're still looking for their first points as well. What have you made of what you've seen of the new look Wellington Phoenix women's team?
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, they've probably been a little bit underprepared and underdone in terms of their injuries. You know, with not having Rolston and Wisniewski, two of their, I'd imagine, key starters not available these first two rounds. They'll be looking to get those girls back in as soon as possible. So we're not quite sure what to expect. I've been following the media reports and the stuff articles to see if they are involved. So we're not quite sure what Phoenix group will come across the ditch, but you know, what we do know is they're going to be competitive. They're going to press. It's not going to be an easy game. And potentially it'll be later on in the match where space is a little bit more of an option. And maybe we can capitalise a bit like the other two opposition, the other two Melbourne teams have done over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, that has been the thing. I mean, as a fan sitting there watching it and having a look, is that last 20 minutes seems to be what's cost them. They've been 1-1 both times going into that last 20 and then shipped goals. What do you put that down to?
Oh, you know, without being inside the ranks, you know, set pieces have undone them a little bit. So I know they would have been working on that, which happens to be one of our strengths. So that's an opportunity for us, we believe. But you know, it's early season for all teams, and Phoenix being still a relatively inexperienced group, we're finding that with a fairly experienced group, we still are naive at times, especially in the defending moments. And good, you know, there's some good players in this league. And you give good players enough opportunities, you're going to get punished eventually. So I think the Phoenix, you know, have been really competitive for large parts of both their matches. But, you know, a little bit of individual naivety and some poor decisions at times, you know, they've been punished for them. So, you know, that will come. That will come with experience. It'll come with, you know, time together as a group. So, yeah, I'm certainly picking them to pick up points regularly throughout the year, just hopefully not on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. It's always a tough one, mate. Because, you know, the other thing for you guys is that you've lost your star striker, Catherine Zimmerman, the US import. Broke her leg, so she's out for a while. Unfortunate for her so early in the season. As we mentioned, you haven't scored any goals yet this season. Are you confident that you can find a player that can play that role for you going forward for the season?
Yeah, like Zim's been a really important cog for the last 2 years. But, you know, we've also unfortunately been in a situation very similar over the last two seasons where we lost, you know, key players to ACLs in the first game. So, you know, this sort of trauma and resilience, you know, the group kind of galvanises around. So, you know, despite not firing too many attacking shots over the last two games, we've been really, really happy with big parts of our own game. But yeah, that final third is where games are won and lost. So for us, we will be bringing in an injury replacement. Zim had surgery yesterday to put a plate in there, so she's going to be out for the foreseeable future. But you know, we've also been able to bring back in Leah Privatelli, who was last year's stand-in captain. She hasn't played this season through her own injuries, so we're starting to bring a couple of our bigger guns back in as well. So hopefully, we'll be a little bit more effective in that front third, but we're certainly going to be bringing in an overseas international to fill in Zim's spot. However, they won't be available in time for Sunday.
It feels like the time now for the A-League Women's, the Liberty League, is really, with the spotlight on it, with the World Cup being here next year, here in Australia next year, it's an opportunity for, there's a lot of players who are coming home to maybe get game time and get being, you know, and under the eyes of the coach. Do you think this is a stronger league this year than you saw last year?
Yeah, I think in general, yes, it is. I think some of the top end, so from a Matilda's perspective, there's a few that are still scattered around the league. Now we're fortunate that we have two. But I think the top end overseas imports probably haven't presented themselves this year compared to past years. So therefore, I think the middle, so to speak, has become a lot more spread across the whole league. The fact is, you know, a number of Kiwis, a number of different clubs is a great thing for the Football Ferns, and more can play in this league. But I think the league as a generalisation, you know, the spread from first to last is going to be a lot tighter this year than what we've potentially seen over the last couple. So, yeah, it bodes well for all teams having, you know, competitive opportunities throughout every match this season.
And I don't know if you got a chance to watch the Ferns play Korea, or, you know, the games that they recently had games over in the States as well. But it feels like, you know, some of the work that you did with the Football Ferns Development Program is starting to pay fruit. We're starting to see some very good, technically gifted young players come through. What have you made of that young wave of players that's coming through at the under 17, under 20 level?
Yeah, I unfortunately wasn't able to watch the games. We weren't able to pick them up over in Australia, but certainly followed them. Yeah, I think, you know, as with most things, you know, development takes time. And there's been a bit of a shift over, you know, probably the last 7 or 8 years around trying to create more technically capable players with the ball. And I think we're starting to see that slowly present themselves in the women's game. I think even in the men's side of the game, that started to come through a little bit quicker. But the likes of Alyssa Winham, again, is not really broken in yet, but she's a very technical player that I think has a bright future. But yeah, there's a big number of that Ferns group now that, you know, have come through, you know, a couple of cycles of 17s and under 20s and accumulating a lot of international experience and exposure. So, you know, they understand what it is to compete against, you know, international players from different nations. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how Jitka, you know, uses the senior existing Ferns and kind of that new wave that are knocking on the door, so to speak, whether or not, you know, some of those can force their way into the World Cup squad, or maybe it's, you know, the sort of the cycle after that. But certainly I think the future of the Football Ferns in terms of the way they handle the ball and to be more of an attacking threat, hopefully that can be more of a, you know, a mainstay than potentially what we've seen over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, indeed. Good stuff, Gareth. Hey, thanks very much for your time, mate. Go well. And I was going to say good luck this weekend, but I don't know if I can quite bring myself to do it. But, mate, have a good season.
I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, cheers, Gareth. Thanks, mate. Go well. Gareth Turnbull there with us from the Melbourne Victory. It is 10 away from 4 on Phoenix Nation.